intelligence understands the rule, not the exception. That is the point. For intelligence, exception doesn't exist, right? And rule, the hell with the rule when I'm talking about beauty, when I'm talking about love. What's the rule over there? Okay, the rule is that if you have enough to eat, you should be happy. Does it apply to this gentleman? He's anorexic. The imagination over there is at work, so the simplest one. The rule does not apply to him. You know what doesn't apply rule to him? Peter, what's... Why rule doesn't apply to this guy?
Because everyone is unique.
Because this guy is unique, is exception. We are talking about that part. The rest we left for the science and we agree with it, right? We don't argue with biology and the science and the physics and the chemistry. Our point is there is something more. This guy is unique. Who should care about the uniqueness of this guy? His intelligence. His intelligence doesn't. His intelligence is looking at me and telling him, why aren't you like this? Because I'm outside, because a couple of people applaud for me. Well, that's how it goes. That was the first story. He said, okay, this is what the problem is. The solution is, let's dig and let's throw out all the little knowledge you have about these subjects I was talking about. Bring it out. That salty water in you, crying. Then let's go and fight the ego. And study, dig the other universes. The dream. Then imagination. And guess what? In that imagination, there is a promise. There is. The promise is that Hakim, which will talk to you in the dream and he will give you a hint that he will come. If you wake up and believe in him, he will come. And he will get rid of what? The Hakim will get rid of what? The goldsmith! Is it? You cannot deal with the goldsmith. It's not your job. And you are not here to get rid of this handmade. We are here to put it in good use. Of course, we don't give up the intelligence, but that's minimal. For the rest, Hakim will do. This Hikmat will do the job. How? You tell me. This Hakim will tell you stories without you knowing. The goldsmith starts to show the fake face, because you know what's the best way to know what is gold and what is not? Fire. And you know, universally, whenever you talk about fire, everybody knows that they're talking about fire of love. That will purify everything. The first story he started after this, means the second story of Masnavi, said, okay, first, this Hakim told you that put aside all the things that you think you know. Make a new place. Because your observation is superficial and it's not enough. Look at you. Whatever you look at, you see only the face of everything. Especially the people. This unique guy here, to you, is another face. And if I say this guy, or rather that one, it doesn't make a difference to you. You were like the parrot. Remember the parrot? Thought that if you're mauled, you've broken the jaw. That's the beginning of the intelligence first. Second, your intelligence compares. In the comparison, the main thing happening in you is jealousy. You want the different people not to be different, or not to be. And if you can do something about it, you get rid of them. Just because they don't believe the way you do. Remember the Jewish king? We were talking about the goodness of these differences, but intelligence looks for similarities. Intelligence handles the human being like a herd. Intelligently organizing the things that everybody is equal. What is equal? There is no equality. There has never been, there will never be. Everything is unique in this universe. And our goal is to realize the uniqueness of our soul, of ourselves. So you have to put a stop to that jealousy and the outcome of the jealousy. What was the consequence of jealousy? The second Jew. Egocentrism. Making an idol from yourself, and whoever doesn't like you is bad. Then, we're talking about the story of animals. The story which very clearly is pointing towards two attitudes of intelligence. The intelligence thinks that either I count on my effort and I have to try to change something. And the other one is, oh, it's not in my hand. It's a chain of cause and effect that has started so many years ago, and it's going on. So, I don't have any role to play in it, really. This is what we are arguing. Rumi is talking about this in this story, right? There is this lion guy, because he's strong, he claims that he believes in strength. But as a matter of fact, when he is promised his meal every day, he accepts the offer. At the other side, there are these animals that they claim that they believe in faith. And they talk about tawakkul. But actually they are trying to change something to something else, which personally I don't understand what's the use of that, but just to do something. Which said Rumi is neither. Rumi is showing that this is the animal complexity. The problem is there is no fight or difference between these two things. My personal effort and the things that the help I receive from outside, they are two sides of one coin. They're one. But to me, I have two. Why? Why do you have these two in your mind, Jennifer?